So Christmas may be over, but the best gift is still available. What is this gift? The question should be, who is this gift? This is the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the true source of power that enables us to fulfill our God-given call and purpose. But many have little to no idea who He is. In this empowerment series, you will discover the person of the Holy Spirit and learn to walk with Him in revelation, direction, and power. I am so happy that you're here with me in this last part of 2024. And if you're listening to this after, Happy New Year's and welcome to 2025. And if you have found this podcast, I know that your 2025 will be a powerful, impactful, and transformational new year. And not necessarily because you found the podcast, but I am leading you to the person of the Holy Spirit, which is so important. And for many believers in Christ, we know who Jesus is, we know who God the Father is, but the Holy Spirit can be the most misunderstood person of the Trinity. So in this empowerment series, I'm going to lay down some fundamental principles that will make you understand the Holy Spirit a little bit easier. So God is a triune God. We have God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, which is where we get Trinity from, which means three. God is three persons, three forms, and three main functions in one. And we can see this distinction in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. This is the English Standard Version I'm going to be reading from. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 7, now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So each person of God has a form and a function. The Father initiates, the Son administrates, and the Holy Spirit manifests. All three work together for the same purpose. An analogy that may help here is looking at the molecule for what we know as water, H2O, which has three forms and functions, but in essence remains the same molecule. So when H2O is in liquid form, it's water. This is the most common form. And when H2O is in solid form, it's ice. And when H2O is in gas form, it's vapor. So the environment in which you find this molecule determines the form it takes. But its core component never changes. There will always be two hydrogen bound to an oxygen forming H2O. In the same way, who God is at His core never changes, but His form will vary depending on the environment that you find the Lord, like heaven or earth or, you know, within us. So Father God in heaven, let me rephrase that. Father God is in heaven, okay, on His throne, and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, also in heaven. You can read this in Mark chapter 16, verse 19. And it's the Holy Spirit that is God on earth after Jesus ascended. So when Jesus was born, which we celebrate in Christmas, although just for the record, I know that Jesus was not born in Christmas, even though we're not sure when He was born. But if we're celebrating Jesus, I'm on board with that. So just a side note. But after Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus was no longer God with us. Now the God with us is the Holy Spirit, the helper, the promise of the Father who he sent to be with us and empower us. So let's go deeper as I give you some more scriptural references to help you understand who the Holy Spirit is. Okay, so number one, the Holy Spirit is God and existed with God from the beginning. So we can see the Holy Spirit's debut in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Father God gave the creative design. God the Son, also known as the Word of God, spoke the directive, and God the Spirit manifested the design. So number two, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere at all times. We can read in the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 7 through 10, written by King David, describes the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit. He says, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?" Jesus completely depended on the Holy Spirit. Jesus was, and this is number three, Jesus completely depended on the Holy Spirit, as should we. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. We can see this in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, which makes the Holy Spirit also the Father of Jesus. Jesus references the Holy Spirit in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 10, as the Father who dwells in him, which is a distinction from the Father in heaven. He says here, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." Number four, the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father to each believer. We can see this in Luke chapter 24, verse 40, and Acts chapter 2, verse 33. So the Holy Spirit was within Jesus, but Jesus needed to go to the Father in heaven to then send the Holy Spirit to all of those who believed in him. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 7, it explains, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." God knew that we would need help. We are broken vessels that become whole when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. So here we are, number five. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's dwelling place is within us. Jesus mentioned temple as he was referring to his own physical body in the book of John, chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. And now our physical bodies are the new temples housing the Holy Spirit. In the 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." When we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. And this is when we first receive the Spirit of God. Now, number six. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49 reads, And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. We receive the power to do the will of the Father when we receive the Holy Spirit. We can see this in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This supernatural power is what helps us walk into our callings and God-given purpose and see results. Without the Holy Spirit, we only have vain religion and risk becoming weary and tired and straying away from the path. And so we can see the importance of having the Holy Spirit in our successful lives. We cannot be truly successful without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so if you enjoyed this series, go to www.empoweringlives.online and you can find the full course for free on the Holy Spirit. There's videos and readings of your preference that go along with this teaching. Also, I'll be continuing to give this teaching on the Holy Spirit. I'm splitting it up in pieces so that I can engage my audience in different ways so they can come into a greater knowledge and revelation of the Holy Spirit and just have a tremendous year of great exploits for the kingdom of God. And so let me end this today with a short prayer. Father God, I thank you for this teaching of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the person of the Holy Spirit. I ask that your presence be manifested, Lord, in this teaching, Lord, to everyone who's listening or everyone who is reading or engaging in the course, Lord, that you encounter them. You have been the difference in my life, the catalyst to a dynamic Christian life. You have been just the game changer, and I give you all the glory for what you're doing in my life, the productivity in my life, the transformation in my life, the love and the peace and the restoration that I have seen in my life. Every day I am aware of your presence and that I am living a true miracle because of you, Lord, of you, God. And I commit to getting to know you more and more every day. I love you. I need you. I trust you. I want to encounter you every day. And that is my desire for everyone listening, that they be inspired to seek your face, to seek your presence, to seek who you are, to be with you and have a fruitful relationship with you, God, and just to tap into everything that you have desired for us, that they fulfill their plans, their purposes, and their calling in you, Lord, and that as you encounter them, that you transform their lives as you have transformed mine. Lord, touch them right now. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their minds, Lord. Lift their thoughts higher. Open their spiritual eyes, Father God. Let them receive you. Receive you in all your goodness, in all your greatness, in all your wonder. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, and until the next one.